Dear Creator of all that is, beings of love and light, angels, guides, and guardians, ephemerals all, here we are in this beautiful cosmic soup and on different vibrational frequencies with different perspectives, contracts, and means of achieving our freedom in this incarnation. We are each a unique individual, experiencing, creating, and co-creating, each and together. Here now, we ask for our most effective and authentic selves to be directed to our goal of liberation from the slavery and trafficking of people worldwide, that corruption and selfish gain no longer adversely affect us, nor our beloved planet and orbs beyond. We ask that we may all resonate in harmony, no longer deceived or manipulated by those who intend us harm. We know we are here for purpose, that we are one. We ask that you grant us patience in our sometimes desperate need to be free of the darkness that presses in on us. For we know that patience is a virtue, that having virtue is a sign of good moral being, that as good moral beings, we have the power to overcome evil and change the world. We are here for that. We are that force for good. We are, and we are in the great I am. Let it be so. And so it is.
Thank you, Charlie. My name's Ron Vroman. I'm the old white man talking head for the Oregon Statewide Jural Assembly. I'd like to talk about a couple of things this morning or afternoon, wherever you happen to be. There are people and organizations that are leading people that want to be recognized as men or women on the land and soil with their children, without ruler, without subject, sovereign beings. And a lot of people want to say American, and American's a good word. But American includes everybody on the three Americas, North, Central, and South, that was born or that were born on the land. So therefore, it's not the proper word. The nomenclature is wrong. You have to really identify what's going on. There are several that say state national, and we have to get away from state national. We thought we were state nationals for a while. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold or the flu or whatever the cough is. I had an email from Anna the other day. She's had a video up lying about me for a couple of years. I've already rebutted it, but the rebuttal doesn't get around as good as the accusation. So I asked her to remove it, and she doubled down and wrote a big diatribe. And these things have to be addressed. John Durash, the leader or co-founder of the National Liberty Alliance, is going to put out another communique from his grand jury, and I think it's going to go to the North District of New York. Part of the de facto. Now, why would a de jure grand jury be filing into the de facto court looking for remedy. We already proved this years ago after 18 months of searching. The feds, in any one of their current or former forms, will not provide an Article III court claiming original jurisdiction. They won't do it. And SCOTUS has said that the United States is not responsible for providing Article IV, a constitutional republican form of government for the states. So why do you look there? Why don't you read, comprehend, look for more information, and rebut these things? You can't just keep going on looking for some kind of treaty with the de facto. It's not going to happen. Everybody by now should comprehend that the bar, the Oregon State Bar or any other state bar, or British Accreditation Registry from another point of view, are not there for our benefit. We did a show a long time ago on the 12 presumptions. They're on our website. You can look them up. Some of the explanations are better than others, of course. We picked a good one and we used it. It's there. You cannot obtain remedy through the use of a lawyer or an attorney that is a member of the bar in any of the de facto courts available. That's federal, state, county, or municipal. They just are not there for us. They're only there for U.S. citizens. And if you admit to being a U.S. citizen and you lawyer up, they'll take care of you. That's their business. You look them up. I forget what it is. There's a website. Type it in, look it up. Every single court is a business. It's a corporation. It's designed to make money. That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for a constitutional republican form of government, and you can only get that if you do it yourself. Nobody can do it for you, and you can't do it alone. So you read, and it tells you in the First Amendment, and there was a guy named Kurt's Law Firm or something like that. The guy is not legitimate. He's a really knowledgeable agent provocateur, just like Anna. Their job is to keep you from getting to where you want to be. Their job is to push it around until you never get there. They are not the answer. You are the answer. You and those that you are with are the answer. Hard for people to comprehend. You have to do it. Nobody can stand up and be free for you. And the minute you comprehend that, and the minute you take advantage of the knowledge that you have that you are a de jure man or woman, then you have an opportunity to do the work. If you can't get to that point, then you remain a U.S. citizen, or a state national, or any other of the multitude status, standings, venues, and jurisdictions that you can occupy. That's not why we're here. That's a fraud upon us. Excuse me. So let's back up a little bit. Anna says, there can only be one state assembly on every state. That's wrong. Just think about it. How can you possibly be a free man or woman on the land and you can only go to one assembly for your state? Okay, you go there and you open the door and you walk in, and these people are not your people. You can see it. You can feel it. You can talk with them. They have a mindset that is not that of a free man or woman. Anna wrote it the other day. The government gives the people the power to do what they need to do. That's wrong. We have the power and we give or deny the government the authority to do its job. And their job has nothing to do with me and you. If you and I do not go out and damage somebody's property or hurt somebody, then we have done no wrong. That's just how it is. If you are a man or woman on the land and soil with your kids, without subject and without ruler, a sovereign being, you have the authority. It only takes one of us to stand up and do it. However, if you stand by yourself, there's a really good chance that you will be taken down. There's also a really good chance that those that you confront fold up. And we find them folding up all the time. They refuse to stand. They run and hide. We beat on the doors and they won't open the doors. We go into their courtrooms and stay on this side of the bar and they will not engage. We file paperwork and they refuse to respond. What do they call it? An apostille? Where you're looking for a notary to notarize what a notary has done. So if you need to send a document to Colombia to tell the folks in Colombia that your sister-in-law has the opportunity to go to the bank and draw money or write a check on an account that belongs to you, you get a document that is acceptable by the two de facto government agencies that you're dealing with. So you get your document saying, here it is, do your job in Colombia for me. And you get it notarized. Then you take it to the Secretary of State, and the Secretary of State notarizes their notary's document. And that is entree into Colombia as a Colombian document the bank will accept. We have done that with the state of Oregon, aka State of Oregon, all caps, and they refuse to engage. They say to Charlie, this is only for foreign entities. And in their own Oregon statutes, it says the United States is in Washington, D.C. That's not Oregon. The de facto Oregon is a different entity from the de jure Oregon, but yet they will not comply. We can't do anything about what they won't do. That has to come later. I hope everybody here has looked up Athens, Tennessee, 1946 or 47, I forget which. Those folks did the work. I called up and spoke to the descendant of the guy that led that. And she was the mayor of Athens, Tennessee. I also spoke to the sheriff there. And this was several years ago. Yeah, probably 7 or 8 when I first heard about it. They have come full circle. They are totally de facto. They know what their ancestors did, and they think it's great. And they have slid into the de facto from the de jure, and they don't even know it. So how do we deal with this stuff? What I think you have to do is comprehend that you now have enough information that you don't need more information. You need to take action. Action is not sitting on your ass on the couch talking about the good things other people are doing that you may benefit from because you don't have enough courage to do it yourself. We have to get all the people that will move to move. Just like the frog and the pot of water on the stove that won't jump because the water doesn't get hot enough, fast enough for them to react. We've got to make people jump. Now, very few people will be able to comprehend how to jump. I know people that are absolutely convinced that Anna has done a lot of good stuff and that the lies and the things she says that are not wrong enough to despoil what she is doing. That's wrong. You cannot treaty with people that are making knowing mistakes that benefit the de facto. You can't do it. It doesn't work. They learned that dealing with the Nazis. The Brits did. It's not there. You cannot do that. It doesn't function. So when we look at all of these folks that are leading all of these organizations, does it fail at the first defect? Well, maybe not. But it sure becomes suspect. And if you find a second and a third defect, then you better start looking for another solution because that one's wrong. Anna is wrong. A lot that she says is correct. I give you that without a shadow of a doubt. When I first started this, I read her book. I was in there with her. I was in there with the NLA. I was an oath keeper. I did all of that stuff, and they all turned out to be wrong. De facto. Get rid of them. I'm not saying that the Oregon Statewide Journal Assembly is the only way to do this. Not saying that at all. I'm not saying that we are the total answer. I'm saying that we have an answer, and it works. We are not the Colorado Nine. We're not winding up like Lavoie. We're not winding up like the Bundys. Ammon and Ryan both ran for office as governor in their state in the de facto incorporated governance. They were willing to join. That which we're fighting against, because they think they can pick up the turd on the clean end. Can't do it. It's not there. We have to eliminate the entire de facto governance from existence. You can't be friends with evil. And people say, oh yeah, but they're not all evil. Yeah, they are. They know what they're doing. Every single sheriff on Oregon knows what he's doing, and he chooses to do it. And that only changes when it gets to the part where they can no longer stomach it. They can stomach it all the way to here, but from here on, they can't. Maybe that is pulling the trigger. That's where they draw the line. Well, the Oregon State Police didn't draw the line with the FBI when they killed Lavoie and shot Ryan and put bullet holes in the cars and almost killed the other passengers. The line wasn't there for them. Their line's further down the road. Just like the Nazis, just like Jordan Peterson says, really good people can do really evil things if they don't wake up and comprehend that they have to stop it. Nobody's going to stop this for you. So what we have to do is the same thing over and over again until we have a quorum of the several states. It's back to the very same principle. There's two names, the United States of America and the United States. If you see any other form of those two names, it's not correct. It is false. That's de facto. Somebody is trying to fool you or fool themselves, but it's not legitimate. It's illegitimate. I get people to call me up and they want to talk about one thing or another. And most of them want to talk about how do we get all the states together in a quorum so that we can get this back to what needs to be done. What failed in 1860 when South Carolina seceded from the Union, and it has never been put back right. Pasted together and fumbling along in a malevolent martial law since 1860. It used to be benevolent. It wasn't that bad. When I was dealing with cognitive dissonance for years, I would say things like, yeah, it's not right. There's things that are wrong, but it's the best thing around. There isn't any better form of government. And I was wrong. I was being fooled. I would stand up in court and the judge would say, are you a U.S. citizen? I'd say, damn straight. Stand up straight, my shoulders back, former sailor that I am. And just give away my rights because I was too stupid to comprehend. And I'm saying to you folks now, all of you, and I'm not saying to follow us, I'm saying do it yourself. We will help you. We did it. We're still here. We have made it through. Crossing the Rubicon. We are on the de facto's enemy list. We are de jure. We've done the work. They say that some of this work has to be done. Maybe so. The folks in Athens, Tennessee had to do it that way. The folks at Lexington Concord, they did it that way. And we may have to. But until that time, it only takes 5 or 6 people on every one of the states and territories to do the job. Call me up. My phone number's on the screen. William puts it up. Send me an email. Contact us on our website. Contact us on YouTube or Brighteon. We'll help you. We cannot do it for you. You have to do it. And you have to find others that will do it with you. Now, if we can do it, you can do it. Period. We don't have anything special except fortitude. We keep on. And you have to keep on, one step at a time. So, if you're listening to Kurt's Law School or Kurt's Law Firm, the bogus guy that brags about being a Marine, but when you read up on it, did he ever become a Marine? Did he ever make it? I don't think so. I think he got in and they threw him out. You got to fulfill a contract as a Marine to be a Marine. I know. I'm a sailor. The Marine Corps is part of the Navy. So, if you're listening to him, you're listening to a circle. It's not going to get you there. If you're listening to Anna, and she says there can only be one assembly on a state, and we've already done it for every one of the states, does that preclude every single person, first person singular of people on the land that wants to start another assembly? What happened? Did they lose their rights to the First Amendment to assemble? Or is on Oregon Article 1, Section 1, they lost their right to, what is that phrase? Oh my God. I hate it when the brain just quits working. Yeah, social compact. That's the key words. Anna says you can't have a social compact that only her game is the only game in town, in your state. Stupid. Then there's a guy named Destry and another guy named Dave Roberts. And they say you have to assemble your counties and get all your counties assembled, and then you can have a state that is assembled. Wrong. Just wrong. You can just look at it and see that it is wrong. They are constituting counties that were not even counties when their state became a state. And they think that that makes some kind of sense. Their state was already one of the several states, like Oregon. They do not need to constitute counties. That's a state's job. States are made up of counties, and you can have more or less. That's the decision of the people. So then we come around and it says, the Constitution of, or the Constitution for, the United States of America, with a small t on the, wrong from the get-go. And there they are, constituting counties on states that 17 of them are territories, and they refuse to believe that. Anna says she and her group have already reconstituted all of the territories into states. Wrong. It's just a lie. It's all written down what we have to do, and we have to put it back like it was before it failed. You have to fix it. You just can't paste over it and go on. That's not a fix. That's color of law. That's what we've had since March 1861 federally from the United States of Washington, District of Columbia. We got to get out of that. We are not there. The NLA is wrong. I thought they were right. They said we're going to have a grand jury on every county, and I knew that was right. That's absolutely right. But you have to have a grand jury for the state before you can have grand juries for the counties, or you're putting the cart before the horse. It's wrong. Doesn't work. Then they say state national. And they point to something and say, see, there it is. What they point to is de facto. You're going to tell me that some law made in 1988 has something to do with a free people that haven't been free according to the founding documents since South Carolina left the Union? They broke the Union. The perpetual Union was broken. It's never been fixed. What Sherman and Grant and Lincoln and those folks did not fix the Union. The Union has to be fixed by us. Me and you, on our states, have to return your state, excuse me, you have to return your state to an Article 4 constitutional Republican form of government. You have to put your state's constitution back into action. It has to be the second law of the land of the state and the territory or the territory that you're on. It cannot conflict with the United States of America's Constitution, which is part of the Confederation and Perpetual Union's articles. It's just one of them. We, the people of the United States, are the folks in Washington, District of Columbia. That's where the United States is. That's not us. None of us. Unless you're on a fort, port, needful building that is lawfully the land and soil of the United States by act of the legislature of the state or the territory that is thought to be a state, that has to be done properly. That's why we have the Articles of Confederation and Perpetual Union and the Constitution of the United States of America. There is no Constitution for or Constitution of. That's play pretend. There is no British territorial constitution or municipal constitution. That's all play pretend. There's one constitution. The folks wrote it up, they sent it out, and it came back ratified without a preamble. There is no ratified preamble. It doesn't exist. More play pretend. And you have to get past that. You have to get to the point where you comprehend that de jure is true and lawful and de facto is illegal and illegitimate. And you can't have both at the same time. I think, and a lot of people think similar to me, that when you stand up and you tell them in the de facto what you know, and they either correct themselves and take a proper oath to a proper constitution and a proper constitutional Republican form of government, and they are prepared to carry out that oath and not work for the de facto, then they can self-correct. We may take them to court, try them and convict them and throw their ass in jail, and many of them deserve it. All cops know who the bad cops are. But if you stand up or speak up about who the bad cops are, you'll get no backup. Therefore, all the cops close ranks with the thin blue line around the bad cops. There are no good cops. There are only cops that wish they were good. They are all guilty of misprison of felony. They're using another law now, or pardon me, another charge now that is, I like it, misprison of treason. That's even better. So, how do we stimulate you folks? Oh, there goes the phone. How do you folks stimulate yourselves and others to do the work so that we can return to a constitutional Republican form of government on every state and territory, and bring every territory into statehood and do all of the work properly, lawfully, legitimately, according to a de jure form of government that's not incorporated. One of the things we think that is true, and we can only think it because we only know it to be true on Oregon. You folks in Idaho and Illinois have to do this for yourself. A small aside, it's either Oregon or Illinois that is the most corrupt form of incorporated governance among all the states and territories. One of the two, I'm not sure which. Both of them have done away with the industry of bail bond. That's a constitutional right. If you're accused, you're accused, but you're not convicted. You're innocent until you are convicted. But if you are accused, then you are entitled to bail, to get out, to go about doing the work of supporting yourself and your family that you can't do in jail. Therefore, bailing somebody out is an option that we all have. And it can't be a ridiculous amount of bail. It has to be reasonable. But on Oregon and Illinois, they took out that industry and they made that industry the court system. So each court sets bail and operates as a bail bond agency on Oregon. And Illinois is the same. There's only two. Everybody else has a lawful or pretty close to it bail system. The next thing is, on Oregon, if you want to buy a bottle of whiskey, you have to go to a state store. They've done away with the entire industry of spirits, liquor, not wine or beer, but distilled. That's all the state of Oregon's domain. Now, isn't that just absolutely ridiculous? And people, they put up with it. I don't know why, but we're finding out. So I've talked for a little while on this, and I want to talk some more on it. Whether I do that right now or not, I'll have to think about that for a moment. We have to do this ourselves. And if you're seeing this and you're on another state, then you have to do it for yourself on your state. And you have to get four or five people together with you and do the work. It's not hard, not difficult. We did it. Nobody here is a rocket scientist. Most rocket scientists were Nazis. See Paperclip. And they still are. And they're running the de facto. And you take a look at all the names, last names of all of these people, persons that are operating the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the CIA, the legislature, and the judiciary. And it's surprising how many German names are in there, and the people with those German names make some really strange decisions for the FBI and for the DOJ. And we're supposed to treaty with these folks. Can't do it. So now we say we have to fix the Republic, the Confederation, and Perpetual Union to the point where Oregon was the last state and before South Carolina seceded. When we get to that point, with the Congress assembled, then we can move forward lawfully. There is a lot of stuff that has been done illegitimately and illegally and unlawfully since 1861. That's a lot of stuff to fix. And it all has to be fixed. You just can't continue going on accepting this evil. And I see people now, agent provocateurs, that are going to try and convince you that you can still fix it, that we can return to a constitutional Republican form of government with this vile setup that we have and have had for over 100 years. It's not going to happen. They will deceive us again. They will do their best to destroy the only constitutional Republican form of government that has ever been invented and put upon the land and that has not functioned properly since 1861. That's what we have to fix. Now, my next door neighbor, I was explaining all this to Peter, and he's a polite guy. I've known him for 20 years that he's been my next door neighbor. His little girl now is going to college in Eugene. And she was just this big when I met her. But in any case, Peter said, how long has this been going on? I says, for 112 years. And he says, I don't want any part of that. And he turned around and walked away. Do you understand? He knows because I told him. And he doesn't want to deal with it. He's willing to accept the de facto. If they don't hit him with a stick or burn his ass, he will probably never do anything. He'll continue to work for the corporation that he works for, that's a totally controlled subdivision of the state of Oregon, which is a subdivision of the United States, Inc., and be perfectly content in his ignorance. I know I was perfectly content in mine from 2001 until 2014. I was actively ill with cognitive dissonance. If you're still with that disease, let us help you get cured. And I yield.
They do not want to let go of this. They do not intend on losing here. And we do not intend giving it back to them.
And then the bullets started flying. Then he jumps out of the car. And he's got both his hands up.
And he got out of the car. And he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me then. Just shoot, you want to shoot me.
And they did. They shot him dead. With his hands in the air, and I saw it. I swear to God. Just walking with his hands in the air. And they shot him. And they shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, shot him 3 more times.